She let him through it, ducking her head as it sailed past. Then she flew at him. He raised a hand, and she hit it, and then his cheek, and then his knee. He grabbed for her, and she danced aside, and bounced the wood off the back of his head. He fell down and got up and stumbled after her, his red face all smeared with dirt and blood. Arya slid into a water dancer's stance and waited. When he came close enough, she lunged, right between his legs, so hard that if her wooden sword had had a point, it would have come out between his butt cheeks. By the time Yoren pulled her off him, Hot Pie was sprawled out on the ground, with his breeches brown and smelly, crying as Arya whapped him over and over and over. "Enough!" the Black Brother roared, prying the stick sword from her fingers. "You want to kill a fool?" When Lommy and some others started to squeal, the old man turned on them too.
"Shut your mouths, or I'll be shutting them for you. Any more of this, I'll tie you up behind the wagons and drag you to the wall."
He spat.
"And that goes twice for you, Harry. You come with me, boy, now."
They were all looking at her, even the three chained and manacled in the back of the wagon. The fat one snapped his pointy teeth together and hissed, but Arya ignored him.